Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner of Rose City Handyman and Contracting.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. The reason for my call to you this afternoon, the company I'm with is Local Splash, and my name is Lulu. We are a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing, and we had a position become available on the first page of Google for your services there in your area, and I wanted to speak with you about that, you know, in terms of, So are you taking on more work? Can you handle a little more work?
I actually am, yeah.
You are. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the reason why I ask is because if you did do something like that, like what I'm offering you here, your workload would definitely increase, of course, because it is an unlimited call service. You know, we don't handle the calls. We don't handle the jobs or anything like that. So how long have you owned the company?
We literally just opened our business. We just received our CGB here like a week ago.
Wow. Congratulations. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Very, very new.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. You're welcome. Now, are you doing any commercial work at all, or are you strictly staying on the residential end?
Not at the moment. We're not doing commercial yet.
Okay.
But we definitely would. I mean, I'm not opposed to doing any commercial work.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Awesome. Wow.
It's just because, you know, we're just literally starting off, but yeah, if I was to be able to get some commercial accounts, absolutely. We'll jump into the commercial as well.
Well, that's what would happen if you were to take advantage of this position that we had become available and your clients, you know, out there, commercial, like commercial landscape contractors or, you know, sprinkler, you know, any, boy, you do a lot of stuff. Any of the, I just seen that. Yeah. Wow. Any of the, wow, you do a lot. Yeah. So any of those services that you provide, your company's going to pop up above your competitors. You know that? That's pretty awesome.
Right on. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
That is. Yeah, you do a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
How far are you guys traveling, like in a mile radius for new potential clients there, approximately?
Honestly, it's open. I really am open. I believe it or not, I actually love to drive, so I'll go anywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So do I. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
That's so cool. Wow.
I know.
You're the only one that I've ever heard, because we're not truck drivers, right? I never was a truck, but
no.
If I have to go somewhere, I'd rather drive than fly. And believe me, I've driven clear across the U.S. more than once. Yeah. I love it.
That's
funny
because, yeah, I've driven down. I'm originally from Mexico, so we've driven down there, and honestly, I feel like blessed to be able to drive.
Exactly.
And see all the different states, see all the different peoples, and you know, all the different kind of foods as well, which is, you know, I'm a food person.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow, you like to try different foods. You like that dining, what's that name of that show? Dining something or other.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't recall, but I've seen it.
Yeah, that guy drives all over the place and tries different.
All over the place. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't remember the name of that. It's you know who I'm talking about, though. The guy with the white.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh. So you don't mind driving, so you'll travel?
No.
Okay.
Right, we will.
Okay. Do you have a partner within the company at all?
I do. Yeah, my wife. She's actually the one that does all the admin stuff, all the admin work, all the
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Does she like to drive too?
She does. Yeah. She doesn't mind the driving also.
Oh my gosh, isn't that nice? Okay, that's pretty good. Now let me ask you this: as far as listing the business, do you need to speak with your wife in terms of doing something like this, or is this something you can do?
This is actually something she would take. She would normally handle. I'd let her handle this part.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you kind of know where I stand, but again, she's the one making all those decisions.
Okay. Would you like for me to reach out to her?
Yeah, sure, you can. Yeah, do you want me to give you her number?
Well, yeah, I'll take her number. I'll be happy to reach out to her. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's it's 503.
Okay.
503-997.
Okay.
0993.
Okay, perfect.
And her name is Joanna.
Joanna. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And your name, I'm so sorry.
Frank.
Frank. Okay, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
So I will call your wife, and we'll see what we can do.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. It was good talking to you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I'll give her a call. Thank
you. Likewise.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.